This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
...of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money. Oh, oh,
oh, oh. Data message rates apply. National contest.
It's unicorn cash time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
The word is waste, W-A-S-T-E. You can text the word waste to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Text waste, W-A-S-T-E to 72881. We've only got 4 more days for you to win $1,000, and you have until 12 noon to text waste, W-A-S-T-E to 72881. Good luck. Next code coming up at 12 noon.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're happy.
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey. Hey. Who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, cause now I'm getting hot enough to fuck with one and stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about, don't worry about my name. I gotta say, who that?
All right. Who that? You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to Tuesday, May 28th. Welcome back, hopefully, from a great Memorial Day weekend. It's an extended one, and we certainly salute the men and women who serve and those who have served. Did a bit of that yesterday. John did a little bit of grilling. Don't know about you. Hopefully, you had a good Memorial Day weekend. Got a lot to get to today. RJ yeah. Hampton's already making news. I'm sure most of you have seen it. And the NBA Finals are set, so plenty to get to today. John Martin, you ready to rock?
Yeah, man, for sure. Right. It feels like it was the weekend lasted for an eternity. Yeah, because I had my high school reunion that I went to.
And I forgot about that. How'd that go?
I don't remember that much,
dang,
to be honest with
okay.
you. But it was overall a positive experience.
Well, you're here.
Best
well,
I can tell.
That's good.
I saw my dad over the weekend for the first time
saw
since Christmas,
that.
So that was, great to, that was great to do, be able to see him. And got, even got some pool time in. Got some pool time in.
Look at you.
And I know you have a gripping story. Critics call it one of the great coming of age stories of our time.
I think you went a little too far.
You even returned to Instagram to tell a slice of it.
There was the real news.
Critics are calling it again one of the greatest coming of age stories of our generation. And so I'm looking forward to you telling that because you will tell it. It's just too good not to share.
You ain't gonna make me do anything.
It's a great story that you endured over the weekend.
Well, there's more to the story. So
there is more. There's more to add. I know how you feel about social media and repeating things on social media. Frankly, I think that's something that you're just gonna have to get over sometime. But yes, there's a lot to get to on the show today. Here's what we got going on. At 11:25, Jason Fitz is gonna join us. Jason Fitz used to be with Spain and Fitz, but he is no longer on Spain and Fitz because he is moving on up, man. He is moving on up. He's doing First and Last. Dang.
Well, that should be ding material, right? A promotion.
Brad is upset that he is going away from Spain and Fitz.
That was the buzz for the old show and the ding for the new
show.
Okay,
yeah,
I just
want
to clarify that.
Gotcha. Okay,
shouts
yeah.
to Fitzy. Yeah.
Yeah, Fitz is going to, he's hosting First and Last. So I don't know if we carry First and Last. We don't carry that.
No.
Yeah, we do not carry that on this station. But we do carry Golic. We do carry Golic and Wingo, which he is now also going to permanently be a part of. So he is adding some responsibility.
Spain going on.
Yeah, she will add other. She will add other people with
her.
Yeah, it'll be like a rotation of contributors. Cool. It sounds like. But Fitch is going to join us at 11:25. We'll talk to him about NBA Finals, RJ Hampton, and more with him at 11:25. Clay Travis at 12:25, as he always is. Sports Illustrated was sold for $110 million. They will soon stop printing. There is no doubt in my mind. So we will talk to Clay Travis about that and more at 12:25, and then at 1:25. We're going to catch up with George Sedano. He, of course, is out there at ESPN LA, does a lot of stuff for ESPN. There was a big piece over at ESPN.com today about the Lakers.
Yes.
And sort of this.
From Baxter Holmes.
This culture, right? This culture with the Los Angeles Lakers under Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka. And there is a video, oddly enough, that includes The Rock. Did you know this?
No.
Did you know The Rock is in the center of this?
No.
Yes, he is. Dwayne Johnson is at the center of this because they hosted Dwayne Johnson on like some, you know, it's The Rock. So they hosted him and he was speaking to the team. He was speaking to the team before the season started, I believe is what it was. And and Rob Pelinka is addressing The Rock and he's telling this story about how, you know, when The Dark Knight came out, Heath Ledger and Kobe Bryant had dinner.
Oh, now I know this part of the story.
Because Kobe wanted
The Rock was in it.
You know, Kobe wanted to, pick his brain, right? How he got so much into the role of the
Locked
Joker
in.
And embraced.
Focus.
Yeah. Well, the issue was that by the time The Dark Knight came out in July 2008, Heath Ledger had been dead for six entire months.
Yeah, Pelinka's a fool for that one.
And the ESPN story says there is like absolutely no. There's no arrangement was ever made. Like, no.
There's a liar.
Because you can see, like, okay, you have dinner while it's filming. Perhaps. I guess that's possible. You know, but 6 months, you know, 6 months in between.
Again, how's Kobe going to know about the focus that he exhibited in Batman without seeing it?
It was just a lie. It was just a flat-out lie. So we'll talk to George Sedano about all of that and more at 1:25. But the news of the day, especially as it relates to all of you here in Memphis, Tennessee, RJ Hampton made his choice. Now, he was deciding between three colleges, Memphis, Kansas, and Texas Tech. There were always sort of these rumblings, right? There were always sort of these rumblings, these rumors that overseas was a possibility. But we had Rod Hampton on the show last week, and we asked him directly about overseas. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't say he shot it down, but he didn't give it much credence. Like, it didn't – like, when I asked him and he didn't – he said something to the effect of, you know, we'll move to Memphis. We'll move to Lubbock. We'll move
That's
to...
That's what he told us. The whole family's moving wherever he goes.
Yeah. He didn't really say, overseas is definitely on the table. Like, he didn't really say that. Didn't say it was off the table either. Very ambiguous.
You think something changed or you think he was just underplaying it?
Oh, I think he was underplaying
exactly.
it. Exactly. Yeah, I think he was underplaying it. So what happened this morning, and honestly, I don't know, what time did you get up this morning and what time did you tune in to get up?
Well, I'm always there when it starts at 7 o'clock, John, but... up a little bit earlier this morning.
So you could tell that from the very beginning of Get Up that he was not going to college.
Whoa, Greenberg kept dropping hints. He kept saying it the entire way that this is an announcement I think will have an impact. You know, I can't remember his exact words, but a major news impact.
It
wasn't just a guy picking a school. You could tell something was going to be different.
I mean, Greenberg kind of ruined the kid's announcement. I mean, because
he was dropping little hints
picking
the whole time.
Memphis or Kansas or Texas Tech, that's a Jeff Calkins special right there. That's what Calkins would have done if he was in that seat. He would have been saying, well, you know, very non-traditional decision coming up for our friend RJ Hampton.
Greenberg was basically telling us, John, why they made the decision to air it on ESPN.
Exactly.
Why they gave this the lifetime.
Exactly. I think the last break, he said something to the effect of like, you know, this is something, you know, very interesting decision coming up, something that you don't see all the time. And I'm just like, bro, like, I mean, can the kid make his announcement, please?
And we'll get to the meat of it, but to sum it all up, just to go back to your point on what he was doing this morning, could be the beginning of a new era in sports as we know them.
That's what he said?
That's what I made sure to write the quote down because I'm going, holy cow. I mean, Greenberg's telling you, you know, this one's going to shake up the world.
Oh, my Lord.
Highly doubt that. I'm not going that far.
Yeah, so... Anyway, that happens, and then, of course, RJ Hampton comes on, and he makes the announcement that he is not going to go to college. He's not going to Memphis. He's not going to Kansas. He is not going to Texas Tech. Instead, he will spend his one required year in New Zealand, mm-hmm. as part of the Australian National Basketball League. The New Zealand Breakers, I believe, are the team.
There it is.
Is the team name.
Yeah.
So now I don't. Now New Zealand is not Australia. I just want to make sure everybody is clear on that.
Mm-hmm.
They're close together.
Okay.
But it's a different continent. It's a different part
of
it.
Is it a different continent, John?
Well, it's not in
no.
New Zealand is not in Australia.
Okay.
Australia is a continent.
Correct.
So I just want to make sure New Zealand. A lot of people. I was confused on this morning.
I can tell because New Zealand is not a continent.
Yes,
just
New Zealand
make
is a
sure
country.
That you're straight.
But I think
you're
most
trying to
people,
straighten this out for the listeners.
I think most people believe New Zealand is in Australia.
Okay. Well,
do
what
you,
they know
you
is
think
that it's
that?
Not one of the continents.
Yes, but do you? Yeah, I know New Zealand is not a continent. Okay.
Okay, well,
it's
just
a country.
Make sure we're clear.
Do you think most people, Jason, believe that New Zealand is within Australia?
Part of Australia. Yes, probably most people believe that.
Because I think they probably sound the same, right? They have that accent, that very distinct accent.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess.
Like, I think you want to get to the story and stop guessing.
Stephen Adams, I think, is from New Zealand. Anyway, none of that matters. He's going to Australia. He's going for 1 year. He is eschewing, as they say, the college ranks, and he's going to make money professionally.
Whole family going.
Whole family
going. Rod's going. Mom's going. Little brother's going. And look, that Rod was true to that the entire time. He said wherever they went, it was going to take the entire family. And look, you can look at this. I saw, if you look at the mentions to the news on my Twitter, you know, tweet out this morning from Get Up that Rod had made the announcement. There's a bunch of people on there think, okay, they're assuming, you know what they say when you assume, that Rod must be ineligible to go to college or that he's already taken the money.
Yep.
That kind of thing. I would say this on the ineligible in terms of getting qualified academically. This kid reclassified. If you've seen, Mark Jones is tweeting out his ACT and his GPA. Super smart kid. He reclassified to graduate a year early. Okay, kids that can do that are not kids that don't qualify academically, okay? So throw that one out the door.
Yep.
You know, that stuff about, no, this kid couldn't get qualified academically, that's why he's not going the college route. Forget all that mess, okay? This kid's super smart, got a great family, who we've met and had in the studio. They're a wonderful family.
They are.
Quite frankly, I think it's a smart decision, and I'll tell you why. Rod's made it pretty clear from the jump that family is about the business of RJ. You know what I mean?
Yep.
RJ is a business. And with this decision, all you're doing is getting that business started a year early. Now, look, you've already jumped up a class. You've fast-forwarded things by a year already. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a guy that's going to be in the 2020 draft now. John, I heard Jay Williams say this morning, he talked to RJ's agent, Happy Walters, thinks the kid can make per year $200,000, $300,000. Maybe it goes a little higher than that, but that he'll already have a shoe deal, John, by the time he is drafted next year. You tell me what's wrong with that. What's wrong with that family right now getting an experience that they'll could have never have had? This little brother gets to go experience Australia.
Absolutely.
Mom's there, all that stuff. You got new culture. You're opening. You're getting worldly all of a sudden while getting paid.
No doubt.
And it's basketball. We know the entire year. It's going to be training, training, training to be a professional. I can't see how anyone is blasting this decision. Now, we won't get into this, but Greeny saying this is going to change sports potentially, no.
Right.
Because, again, this is a decision that I think, John, in 2022, when we think it opens up and these kids can jump straight to the NBA,
yes.
Those kids are taking that route.
Yes.
RJ's just doing this early because he can't go the NBA route now.
By the way, like, again, how many one-and-dones are there, like, in a given class? Okay, like James Wiseman would be a one and done. Like, I think you're talking about 10 to 15 kids, maybe. 10 to 15 kids.
15's getting a little high.
But 10.
10 sounds good.
Like, Precious Achiuwa would probably be a one and done.
They got a real chance.
You know, like, he'd probably be a one and done. Would Trenton Watford
be
a one and done?
15, but I
don't know. Like, that to me, it feels like it's on the cusp there. So, I don't even think the one and done rule is going to change college basketball all that much. Like, I don't think it's going to, like, be super detrimental to college basketball because, again, like, these guys are only there for a year. Anyway, I want to say this on RJ Hampton. He said when he made his announcement that it was never his dream to play college basketball. That was never his dream.
Speaking of the dream is the NBA.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Like, he wants to play professional basketball.
That's
wants to be
the
in the
dream.
NBA.
Yes.
I will say this, and I don't. Like, this was not told to me by the Hampton family.
Right.
But I do truly believe this. He is going to Australia to play 1 year, and he's getting paid and a shoe deal, so he's getting the money a little bit faster than he otherwise would have. But I think he's doing it because his options were bad. His options in college, like, and I'm going to throw Memphis in there because of the situation with the roster.
Mm-hmm.
His options were not great because let's just take Kansas. Kansas was considered sort of, if he was going to go to school, they were the favorite. Okay, well, they got the FBI thing hanging over,
right.
A. B, I know what Dad said about Quentin Grimes and Devin Dodson,
mm-hmm.
but, like, the whole thing, the whole way was we want the ball in our hands all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sound political, and you can play that game and whatever, be a good customer, but there was going to have to be a lot of stuff figured out there as well.
Right.
Memphis, I mean, that they're full. They don't even have a scholarship right now for
jammed.
They don't even have a scholarship for you. And that's you know.
No, they have a scholarship, don't they?
No, they don't, right? Because Rajon, didn't Precious get the last one?
Well, you tell me. I mean, if we think Rajon's not coming.
I mean, they could free one
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. I mean, there's
like,
Rajon,
as of today, like, Rajon's claimed
yeah,
that.
I just want to make sure.
He's claimed that scholarship. Yeah. So Memphis, with Boogie and with Lester and with Tyler Harris, and, like, maybe we'll see what happens, right? You know, crowded. And then Texas Tech. Like, five-star kids don't go to Texas Tech. So I will say this. I think my theory on this is if Memphis has 40 minutes available at point guard, no questions asked, he steps in, he's the guy with James Wiseman, and maybe he would anyway, but it would still be like, it wouldn't be a, like automatic. I think he ends up in Memphis instead of Australia. That's what I think. That's just my opinion.
I differ on that. I think this family's been telling us the entire time they've been ready to go pro by telling us the family's going to move wherever you go. Look, there's two ways of doing this. You go to college, we know what the system is, right? They can't pay you legally, right? But we know there's a way to get it done. Going to Australia right now is the up and up. You're doing it legally.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you could get the entire bag. You know what I'm saying? If not a bigger bag. We got to guess that it is a bigger bag.
Uh-huh.
Let's just keep it real.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's a family who's been looking again to start this business of RJ, get him professional, get to the bag. And this way they can take the bag legally. Was there going to be one available in college? Possibly. You could put it that way. But I bet you that bag's much, much less. And I bet you that bag has to come under the table, obviously. And so to me, it's a no-brainer.
Right.
If, again, you're ready to do this to get the money right now, go. Absolutely go.
But there are consequences. There are things you sacrifice by
now,
doing this.
This whole playing in the Australian League, how much that gets him ready,
that's what I'm saying.
Like this whole, there's an argument now, oh, he's going to come out like Luka. This makes sense. Do like Luka and go through a professional league. You'll come out more polished. This isn't the league that Luka played in, number one, okay? Get that. And Luka was in it for years and years and years as a young professional. So I don't think that necessarily he's going to come over oh so much more polished now. I'm not buying that, but tell me what drawbacks there are.
Well, because
building your brand like Zion did.
Well, I mean,
he's gonna get a shoe contract.
Let me just ask you this: if I understand the money part of it, there's no argument there.
Set that to the side.
But if Zion played for the New Zealand Breakers last season,
yeah,
like is he the number one pick in the draft?
No, but Zion is different. I will tell you that. Was RJ ever going to change the economic impact of a city, no matter where he was? Is he one of the wonders
not.
Of the world
probably
like Zion
not.
Is?
Probably
a little
not.
Bit different there, I would tell you,
but
than
do
Zion.
You not believe that he has a much better chance of improving his stock stateside than he
absolutely.
Does somewhere else?
Not just his stock, but his brand.
Yes.
There's no question. Maybe you get a bigger shoe deal, you know what I'm saying? If you go
right.
to a Memphis or a Duke and you absolutely shine. But, John, I go back to sort of the, are you guaranteed that? You're not Zion. Are you guaranteed 25 to 30 in crowded backcourts, that kind of thing?
Yes.
Because let's keep in mind, he's going to be over in Australia for this next season. We ain't going to talk about him.
Ever.
Like
just being honest.
No, so to your point about brand, yes. But, John, if you're ready to get to it right now, and they're ready to give you a shoe deal right now.
Yes.
How much more can he raise?
Oh,
you see
look,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
he's not going to become Zion.
I agree.
At Duke.
I agree with the options that were available to him.
Sure.
You know, you're reclassifying, and this is kind of what you're looking at. I agree it was the right move.
Who's going to take care of that family when they move there? Dad just going to go out and get a regular job working at the McDonald's, and mom going to chill for a little while, right, and they're going to support themselves? It's a better – you see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
They were going to go wherever he went, that entire family.
For sure.
What's a better deal?
For sure.
Right?
But
you got to look poor if you're going to go the college route. You know what I'm saying? Not look like you've acquired a whole bunch of wealth.
No, it's true. I mean, there's certainly –
this can be much more open and legal.
Yeah,
and, you
there's
know,
a method to it when you're
and that's why I'm saying our whole system's flawed. That's another reason why he's having to, you know, go over here. But that's another topic for another
day. It's just, you know, it's just there's a certain degree of out of sight, out of mind. Now, NBA scouts will still go see him and he'll still be scouted. And it's
we just won't.
Yeah, it's just like in America. And listen, by the way, like Luka had a brand because he was just such a phenom. But there are so many guys who've come over to America and you just build it here. You know, like even if like he'll kind of take a hiatus from the American sort of conscience, right,
mm-hmm.
for a year, and then he'll come to he'll come back from the NBA.
We'll see him
and if he's
on
good,
viral videos, yeah, dunking on folks in that league.
If he is good, then he will build a brand. But, you know, I mean, I do think, like, LaMelo Ball, for example, like, he didn't go to college. And he, there's a lot of hype about him, but I don't think it's anywhere close to what it would have been if he'd actually gone to college.
I would make the argument that he's going to get better here for the 1 year of college at the schools he was considering. I'd go that far.
Yep.
You know, I'm telling you, I love the kid's decision. I'm rooting for him and everything else. I would make the argument that you do get better under a Coach K for a year. Look at Zion.
Yep.
Look at how much better he got. You would get better under a Penny for a year than you particularly do over here. But we know, too, I mean, dad's played professionally overseas. He's got ties there. They're comfortable there. There's a lot more that goes into this than you just picked. You just put your finger on the map and said, you know what, we're going to Australia.
Right.
But dad's got ties there. And so they're going to be comfortable. They're going to be well-trained. But I would tell you that of the schools that he mentioned that were still there and the schedules they're going to play, that you would get better here.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not buying this whole you're going to come out and playing like Luka by the time you're done with 1 year Australian League, you know, basketball. No. But what I am buying is this money. Get to it now rather than faking the funk, like, you know what I mean, for a year of college where you got to look like you're not getting anything.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Now, I will say, that's RJ.
So we kind of agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as it relates to Memphis, right, and how mm-hmm. this impacts Memphis, now all eyes are on Rajon Tucker.
Well, yeah.
I mean, and his decision, the deadline to withdraw from the NBA draft is tomorrow. The last information I got was that it just ain't going to happen. Now, listen, anything can happen.
Right.
Anything can happen. Miracles have happened before.
Right.
But to me, like, that's my understanding of what would have to occur for Rajon Tucker to be in a Memphis uniform. So, you know, maybe that's something that, you know, maybe that's what he's been working on it, right? But again, like I've reached out to him several times. I've reached out to him 3, 4, 5 times, mm-hmm. and he has not replied in the last week or so. I would say.
I wonder if that's because probably, he doesn't know yet. I wonder if there's. I mean, does it? What I'd like to know today, and hopefully that closure comes tomorrow, is just if there's a way. You know what I mean? To get mm-hmm. whatever this is that's mm-hmm. keeping him, to get that settled. If there's not, then there's nothing to see here. We move on.
Correct.
But it would be nice to know that if there's any possible light at the end of that tunnel when right. it comes to taking care of whatever this is that academically the Goodman mentioned last week.
If Rajon does find a way to make it to campus, then it is the difference, frankly, between talking yourself into an Elite Eight run and not.
John Brad, I got to think that because of what he represents in terms of value to this roster, in terms of to next year's team, all of that experience, all of that scoring, all that athleticism, that if there was any way possible,
yeah,
he could get eligible.
Now
that staff
that requires
has gone at, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
They've exhausted every avenue to get it done.
But here's the other thing with that, though. It requires cooperation from all parties.
Well, I said that last week. You know like, just going off that, how much would a Little Rock want to help if
yeah.
that's the issue?
It can't just be Memphis working overtime.
Oh, I feel you on that.
You know, Little Rock, and again, like, what's the incentive for them?
Right, right. Oh, I completely get that.
If he's far off academically, like, they're not going to do him any
favor.
How
far off could he be?
I have no idea.
When you sat there and you walked, right? Well, I mean, from his Instagram, it looks like he walked. Now, we know that you can walk and not grow. But how far? What I'm saying is, you can't be that far off and they let you walk. You know what I'm saying? You do that with the understanding.
Let's just say you're class off.
Could you do summer school?
You got two sessions, June and July.
Do it.
Well, that boils down to his motivations, right?
But see, then he'd have to get that done after this. You know, pro's already gone. You know what I'm saying? Made its decisions. Drafts happened, and
he may want to just stay in the draft and try to get a two-way contract. There, I talked to a lot of people who believe that he will get that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for him, again, that has value up to $200,000, $300,000.
Right.
Like, that can be a very valuable contract. And by the way, if you're on a two-way contract, you will talk yourself into me, you know, I'm going to get called up. Like, you will just talk yourself into it. So that's another thing you got
to
consider.
You can talk yourself into a lot if you can't go back to college.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, that's the latest. And, you know, again, the deadline to withdraw from the NBA draft is tomorrow. So we'll get clarity.
Good.
And by the way, if Rajon Tucker does not make it to campus, I have a strong feeling they will add another player. They will add another player. Again, like I told you, it's not going to be a five-star prospect. It's not going to be.
There's no more of those left.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not going to be somebody. You know, it's not even going to be a highly necessarily touted prospect.
Anybody else? No reclassify talk?
Not that I've heard.
Okay.
Not that I've heard. But it could all. I mean, Marvin Bagley reclassified in like August.
Okay.
So it was like super late. What are you trying to? You trying to drop something on me?
I'm just checking, bro.
You trying to drop something on me?
I mentioned it to you after the break. Just want to.
Oh my lord!
I will say this,
Matthew, I doubt I can drop much on
Matthew Morrell. If you're ready,
what?
We got time for.
Well, hello there.
What?
I don't know. No, I'm.
Did you see what he did down at IMG on that visit?
Whoa!
I did not see.
It wasn't the visit. There was an actual camp for under. It was an arm-in-arm camp.
Yeah.
This dude dunked from the free throw line down there. The folks said the camp is crazy.
Yeah. By the way, I've not heard the Matthew. I want to make sure that I.
Yeah, like, please clear that up.
That was a joke.
There is no talk of Matthew Morrell reclassifying.
Not that I've heard.
Talk of where Matthew Morrell will attend school his senior season.
Yes. But you gotta watch out for those reclass. I mean, they happen all the time. You know, they happen all the time.
I'm looking at one.
All right. We'll come back. Jason Fitz is going to join us on the other side. We'll continue the Australia conversation with him and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Down here. Hey, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store. Why are you hiding?
Cameras and microphones are everywhere, even in my house. What if I'm hacked? They're watching me.
Oh, with Xfinity XFi, you don't have to worry. It gives you enhanced security for your Wi-Fi network, so all your connected devices are protected, including mics and cameras.
Oh, that sounds great. Can you imagine if we were actually being recorded right now?
We are being recorded for this commercial.
Oh, I trusted you.
If it's connected, it's protected with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Ask how to get download speeds up to 400 megabits per second, or even faster, up to a gig. Learn more or get started with Xfinity Internet for $30 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage for enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay, ends 6/30/19. Restrictions apply. New performance starter customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Hey, this is John Martin. I'm back to tell you about my favorite spot in Memphis, the Blue Monkey. In case you've forgotten, and you shouldn't forget, they have great burgers, some of the best in Memphis, especially the barbecue bacon burger with black Angus meat topped with melted cheddar cheese, crisp bacon, and tangy barbecue sauce. And also, don't forget Steak Night every Tuesday at the downtown location and Thursday at the Midtown location. They offer a 7 or 10-ounce filet or 12-ounce and 16-ounce prime rib that is slow roasted and just plain awesome. On Steak Night, they also feature a choice of salad and a side. They got house-made ranch dressing and a twice-baked potato. I recommend both. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. And find them on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Enjoy live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday at the Blue Monkey, so bring a team and win some green. And come enjoy live music at the Blue Monkey in Midtown on Saturday, June 1st. It's Eric Hughes.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Hey, look at this.
Why are you on your phone? We have dinner reservations.
I'm getting a quote for life insurance from Ethos. Just look.
Wow. You know, I thought it would be more expensive.
A friend told me about Ethos. It's the new straightforward kind of term life insurance that offers policies for any budget. Let's do an estimate for you.
Do we have time?
You just answer 4 simple questions to get an instant quote.
These are easy questions.
And there's the instant quote.
Seriously? That was really fast.
I know, right? And the online application only takes about 10 minutes. No pushy agents. And in most cases, no medical exams. It's perfect for us.
Can we apply right now?
Why not?
And after dinner, maybe we can celebrate.
You know what? Ethos is perfect for us.
Ethos is ethical term life insurance. Straightforward and super fast. Don't put it off. Go to ethoslife.com for a free instant quote now. ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com.
Enjoy an array of hot and healthy dishes with today's Berks deal. $25 to Humdinger's Restaurant for only $15. With entrees built around freshly grilled fish, chicken, and vegetables. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
On a hippie trailhead full of zombies.
Jason Fitz has new digs at ESPN. He joins us every week around this time. He joins us now.
It's ESPN's Jason Fitz, and hear him now live with Jason and John.
Fitz, what's going on, man? We got to add all your new jobs and titles into the intro, man. Congrats on everything.
Man, I'm just, I think it was you guys. I think that you guys launched me to the big time.
No.
So, it's surreal. And all kidding aside, it's incredible to have a bigger platform and to keep growing. So I'm just thankful that the company keeps letting me do what I do.
Yeah. So just for our listeners who might not be sure of what you're doing, you're going from Spain and Fitz, and now you're doing First and Last early in the morning, and then you will be on all 4 hours of Golic and Wingo. Is that the new schedule for Jason Fitz?
Yeah, that's the new schedule. So from 5 to 6 a.m. solo, I'll be on First and Last. Luckily, they didn't make me do a full Mike Golic Jr. and take 2 hours there. So from 5 to 6 a.m., I get to sort of give out all of my hot takes. And then from 6 to 10 on Golic and Wingo, I'll be there all 4 hours hanging out with Mike, Trey, and Jr. As we get through all the news of the day, I sort of handle some of the big storylines as they come through and keep the conversation rolling forward. So I get to hang out with my close friends and go from there. So
if you were schooling, young journalists, if you're schooling folks who want to get into your field, media wannabes, folks that want to do what you do, what would you tell them about, the benefits of versatility? I mean, you're strong on everything, and I think that's why you get all these opportunities.
Well, I think, that's the key. And I always go back to the band. When I played for the band Perry, my best example there is I got hired to play the fiddle. Mm-hmm. And right after I started playing the fiddle, I was like, hey, guys, I can also play this, and I can also play that,
yep.
And I can also play this. And by the time I left the band, I played 6-7 different instruments in a show. And I think that that's the key. That's the key to anything that you do. I don't want to do one thing here. I want to do everything here. And so anytime I get opportunity, I'll use this weekend as a great example. As much as I just launched all this new stuff, mm-hmm. I'm going to fly out Friday and go to Portland, Oregon to do a Twitter live broadcast from an MLS game. So, it's about doing whatever they ask you to do and embracing it and basically saying, hey, I'm going to treat people right and I'm going to work hard and I'm going to study hard and try and do the best that I can do.
You deserve it, man.
Absolutely. Congratulations on everything. All right, lots to get to today, Fitz. Let's start with something that happened on your network this morning on Get Up. RJ Hampton, who was the top unsigned recruit in the class 2019, was considering Kansas, Memphis, and Texas Tech, said, I ain't going to any of those schools. I'm not going to school at all. I'm going to Australia to play professionally for a year before obviously returning to America to play in the NBA. Do you think, because this is sort of the conversation that always happens, right, whenever you see a decision like this, a watershed decision like this, because he is one of the first, if not the first, players that would have been eligible to play in college to make this decision. Yeah. Do you think this sort of starts a trend? That's the goal, at least from Rod Hampton's perspective, his father. Do you think this begins a trend?
Yes, you know, and I think you have to combine this with something else that's been underreported over the last week, and I didn't see it until a couple of days ago. There's an initiative in the California legislation right now that's been proposed by two state senators that's passing through the California government that will force any school in California that makes more than $10 million in media revenue to allow the players that play for that school to get representation and make money off of their likeness. And when you start to think about what that means for the future, that means that USC and UCLA would be forced to allow anybody that plays for their school to be able to get an agent and get a shoe deal. And once that happens, the floodgates are going to be open. Amateurism is something that we just need to accept is changing rapidly in front of our eyes. And when you've got an NBA-developed G League on one side, you've got players deciding to go play internationally on another, and they're making this much money to do it. You know, I've said it a million times, we have never once sat down and had a conversation that I've heard from anywhere about the fact that Justin Timberlake stopped going to school in the eighth grade. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, we have that issue with athletes where we feel like they have to be better prepared, and suddenly we have to protect athletes against themselves. We're not worried about that with Britney Spears, but we're worried about that with basketball players. Mm-hmm. That world's changing. Basketball players now, just like we had a player last week from Major League Baseball decide he's going to go play in Japan rather than go through the minor league system. Young athletes understand their value, and when they understand their value, they know how to maximize it. They're going to turn around and they're going to make the money off of it. So we all need to get on board and figure out how we can make this work with the college system, because that is the future.
What changes it, Jason? And I realize I'm asking you to speculate. Is it a case? What makes us sit down at that table and look at our amateurism rules and say and decide we're going to fix it? What's it going to take, I guess, is what I'm asking.
I think when this legislation passes in California, and it's made its way to the final stage, and that's California saying, we're going to make this state law. We don't care about the NCAA. And when California no longer cares about the NCAA, do you think Nick Saban's going to look around at Alabama and say, hey, we don't want the same advantages that USC and UCLA have? I mean, that's impossible. I mean, if you're a five-star prospect looking to play somewhere and you can get paid and have a shoe deal to play at UCLA, but you can't at Memphis, that's going to sway your decision. Coaches aren't going to allow that to happen. The NCAA is going to be helpless to stop this if California turns it into state law.
Makes sense.
We are, of course, talking to Jason Fitz. You can hear Mornings Now here on 92.9 as part of Golic and Wingo. All right, on to the NBA Finals, Fitz. What's the best part of this matchup?
Oh, you know, I want to find some great part of this matchup. Man, I just feel like Golden State's going to throttle them. I'm not trying to be a naysayer. I think the best part of this matchup is the opportunity for Kawhi to continue to drive everybody crazy in the sense that he's not the personality people want him to be. You know, ultimately, KD is not going to be available for the first two games. I don't think it's going to matter. We're going to be reminded continually that Golden State is great without him. And, you know, frankly, other than seeing if Steph Curry can sort of cement his legacy with the finals MVP, I don't know what is keeping us all entrenched in this matchup. Golden State is just flat out, top to bottom, better than everybody, but they're particularly better than Toronto outside of one player. And I don't think one player can affect the destiny to that level here.
What did you think of this Lakers behind-the-scenes piece from Baxter Holmes? Your biggest takeaway, was it Pelinka being that Heath Ledger story, so sort of the liar? Did anything in it surprise you? What did you think?
Yeah, I think the Pelinka stuff is surprising. And, look, I don't understand why anybody wants to go play for L.A. now.
Yeah.
If the plan was I'm going to bring LeBron and then I'm going to bring everybody else, that's dead to me at this point. I mean, I don't know what else you need to hear for it not to be dead. So, you know, at this point, I'm looking at the Lakers saying, how do they move forward? Jeannie Buss has obviously let this thing get out of control. By letting it get out of control, I don't know how you put that cat back in the bag. If you can't put that cat back in the bag, don't you have to at least look at shipping LeBron somewhere else for future assets? Because they didn't get the coach that they wanted. They had to settle for their third choice on coach.
Right.
They've got a superstar player that's sitting around saying, whatever, we don't know, we're not hearing from him. And in the meantime, there's this very public bitter battle happening that's changing the entire perception of the brand. I don't know how you survive that for the Lakers. It doesn't feel good. I don't know how they get a free agent this summer. And then all of a sudden you're going to look at it and say, well, I don't know who's more wasted right now, this era of the Lakers or this last chapter of LeBron. But either way, It doesn't feel good, and I don't understand why anybody would choose L.A. Mm-hmm. over the Clippers right now, hands down. It's a better-run organization.
What did you think of Magic going on first take and sort of firebombing the thing, going after Pelinka, sort of getting that open in the air? I liked it. I'm not going to lie to you, Jason, in terms of the transparency. We finally got to see, you know, sort of the backstabbing that at least he says what's happening. But I wonder if that's not sort of too kind of firebombing your own house in a way. You know, Magic's – I mean, it's the Lakers. At least for the foreseeable future, it's kind of firebombing the job that he can do, Pelinka.
No, it is 100%. But this reminds me of a divorce, right? Like, it starts out like, oh, I love her. We're going to be friends. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. Nothing to see here. And 2 weeks later, it's like, oh, the backstabbing. I mean, that's what we're getting is this sort of, like, strange public divorce from the house down the street that had the fanciest house with the nicest car, and you thought it was a perfect relationship. And I, like, for Magic, the thing that I have to continually stress is he didn't have to do this. I mean, there is no spot where Magic had to come out and say this. He did it because he wanted to. And in the process, the collateral damage is the brand that he helped build. So, you know, as much as we're looking at it saying, you know, I'm with you. I love it when somebody comes out and tells us the truth because I love the gossip and I love the drama.
Right.
But I don't understand how that helped Magic or helped the Lakers. It didn't. It just made Magic feel better in the moment, and that hurts the Lakers.
Yep.
We are, of course, talking to Jason Fitz, host of First and Last. You can also catch him on Golic and Wingo right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. And then got to ask you, Juwan Howard is now the coach at Michigan, which is sort of the latest in a long line of former players, alums, in some cases, returning home to coach their alma mater. Penny, obviously, at Memphis. Jerry Stackhouse is not a Vanderbilt alum, but he was a former NBA player, so now he's there. You got Patrick Ewing at Georgetown, now Juwan Howard at Michigan. Is this? Do you think this is sort of a ripple effect of the success that Penny is having? I mean, certainly early on, the returns for Penny as a former NBA player and an alum of a school, the early returns on him are probably brighter and more positive than any that we've ever seen. Do you think that's a ripple effect directly because of what's happening at Memphis?
Oh yeah, and in fact, you know, I got my first chance on OTL. They do the Friday Four, so last week on Friday, got to hang out on OTL, and we talked about Juwan Howard, and my exact analogy to them was they need to send flowers to Penny Hardaway. That's what this is about, right? Like, Penny comes out, has all this success, and when he has all this success, they have the number one recruiting class. I mean, you're looking at it saying everybody wants to replicate that right now. Michigan was stuck late without a coach that they could feel like they could get behind. So instead of bringing in the best coach, they bring in the best brand. That makes the conversation relevant. You make the conversation relevant, but you still got to be able to do it. And we're just flippantly presuming. I know that Penny has worked, but we're flippantly presuming that a first-time coach that's never been a head coach at any level is suddenly going to figure out how to coach in the Big Ten. I mean, whew, that is asking a lot of a program that, frankly, has high expectations. I mean, you guys know I didn't love Stackhouse to Vandy. Mm-hmm. I don't love Juwan Howard to Michigan. And if for anyone that says that this will cure the fractured relationship with the Fab Five, I will say this in response. If it goes well, maybe. If it doesn't go well, that relationship is dead, and an entire era of basketball to that school will die with it.
I would say, and I think you bring up a great point about sort of the caution. You know, it was a very unique set of circumstances with Penny that allowed him to do what he is doing right now. I mean, what he means to the community, his name, his ties in AAU, you know, in grassroots, his staff that he's hired. You know, I mean, these are very unique things that are hard to duplicate, you know. And so I understand why some schools are trying to do it. That's what happens, right? But I would caution them. Because what happened with Penny was like a perfect storm in some ways.
And Penny and Memphis both sort of have this like cool factor to them. Do we feel like that exists for Michigan and Juwan Howard?
Right.
Like, I like Juwan Howard, the guy, but are we looking at Juwan Howard saying, oh man, there's like this swagger cool factor that will really bring AAU kids over? I don't think so.
No, Juwan Howard was like a role player in the NBA for a long time, like a nice guy, whatever. Like, he doesn't have a shoe. You know, I mean, Penny Hardaway was like the face of the NBA there for a couple of years.
Great
so,
point.
Yeah, there's no doubt about
that. Well, and it's not even like it was Chris Webber. Like, if it had been Chris Webber, we could look at it and say, okay, there's a cool factor to Chris Webber. I don't know if the guy can coach, but at least there's a cool factor. Like, Juwan Howard is sort of the, you know, he's the other guy. It's just what true. He is.
Yeah, that is exactly right. Fitz, man, congrats again on all the new stuff. You deserve
Congrats, man. Keep rising, brother.
As always.
Thank you so much, guys. Yep. Have a great week.
Yes,
you
sir.
Too.
He is Jason Fitz joins us every single
talented
week.
Talented dude.
Here on the, yeah, man, he's glowing up, man. He really is. He really is. It's been a pretty fast rise for that dude, to be honest with you.
I just admire guys who can be strong on anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The versatility that's involved with that.
Yeah, I just try to be strong
on
one
well
thing.
Read, man.
Yeah, I just try to be strong
you
on
just,
one
but,
thing.
But you own it, John. You right. absolutely own it.
I think what we're talking about there is like, because we've touched on that topic before, right? Like former players. And getting hired at college programs, it's just like you got to remember that, man. When you're an AD and you're looking into, okay, well, Pitty's doing it in Memphis, like understand and realize.
Great point. Unique set of circumstances.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, everything sort of had to be right for this to happen.
Much like we've said, for Golden State to be able to get KD, everything was had to be the perfect storm.
No question.
With the money and all that stuff.
Now, I do think this. I do think when you hear national people talking about Penny's AAU ties, I do sometimes think it gets overblown. Like they it's the first thing they say. It's when they're like, oh, Penny's doing that because he was like so, you know, he was so connected. When in reality, I mean, yes, it's why he got James Wiseman and DJ Jeffries and Malcolm Dandridge, but like, it's also come down to staff hires. It's also come down to
other.
You know, and AAU, by the way, AAU relationships, they stop mattering after this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the other thing that we haven't really talked about yet, is that the class of 2019 is the last one that Penny's got his tentacles on in terms of guys he's connected with directly because of Team Penny, Bluff City, whatever.
Right.
You know, 2020, it's going to be about the relationship he makes outside of that. You know, the relationships he can make outside of that.
Yeah. Morrell would count as a guy that's been in his organization, I'll put it that way, before heading over to Team Thad. That
right.
You would have.
I didn't know Morrell was on his
back in the day, Bluff City. I want to tell you was before he went over to Team Thad.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the young kids.
But no,
right?
To your point, no. I mean, it's not direct.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that will change. And it, obviously, with Penny now in the spot that he is. So, no, I'm with you. It's going to a unique set of circumstances that others can't really imitate.
Yep. We'll talk to Clay Travis about this and more when we talk to him at 12:25. Back in a second. Jason DeJohn, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 12 noon.
We've all got big plans this summer, like doing some camping, checking out summer concerts, or just lounging on the beach. And at Nissan's Summer of SUVs event, save big on our entire family of SUVs, including Rogue with available ProPilot Assist, so your summer road trip is less stressful. Or available intelligent around view monitor to help you slip into tight parking spots at the beach, concert, or even that campsite. Hurry to Nissan's Summer of SUVs event and plan on this summer being your best. Right now, for a limited time, save up to $1,500 holiday bonus cash on top of existing offers on select models. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan store. Hurry, event ends soon. For well-qualified buyers, $1,500 holiday bonus cash available on the 2019 Nissan Titan and 2019 Nissan Titan XD. Available on lease and purchase. Must take delivery from new dealer stock. Subject to residency restrictions. Call 1-888-858-8319 or see owner's manual for safety information. Offers end 5/31/19.
Down home, the best things in life are almost free. The almost free deal at Church's. One leg, one thigh, plus a honey butter biscuit. Just $1.99 for a limited time. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Experience the difference of a Spartan mower. Spartan not only looks amazing on and off the lawn, it's packed with standard features like GT Track for precision traction, balance and control, with optional features like radial front tires and an all-new 360 floating seat for an incredibly comfortable ride. Take command of your yard. Take command of your time. Take command of your life by joining one of the fastest growing mower companies in the world, Lads, for your zero turn and golf car needs.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Hey guys, time to get ready for summer. Now, if you've done your part at the gym, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target the trouble areas. It's a 45 to 60 minute procedure. You can do it on your lunch hour. Keep your edge at work and look good this summer. Call 350-4858 or visit utuniversityplasticsurgeons.com today.
today.
Enjoy a mouthwatering array of hot and healthy dishes with today's Perks Deal. $25 to Humdinger's Restaurant for only $15. Humdinger's entrees are built around freshly grilled gourmet fish, chicken, and vegetables. Many using the legendary Piri Piri spice from the coastal regions of South Africa. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, so our man Lewis, he's a loyal listener of the show, and we appreciate him for being that. He's gone back and forth over the last few months with the Live Love Memphis team. Does he want to sell his house? Does it make sense to stay in the house? What's the best move? What's the best play? Well, he finally decided that he wanted to get his home sold, and so he went with the Live Love Memphis group because it was just obvious. Like, I just trust me, when you have those conversations, it will be obvious that that's who you should go with. They listed his home on a Monday. The next day, it was under contract for list price. Jason, you know the kind of magic they can work.
Yep. Got a similar story. Took them 6 days with mine. That was a house I thought I'd never be able to sell. They got it done very quickly. Got full asking price with the buyer paying closing. Couldn't get a better deal than that. I've got the Live Love Memphis group to thank for it. You can have a similar story as me, as Lewis. Website's livelovememphis.com. You should check it out. The phone number is 901-685-6000. Give it a call, 901-685-6000. It's a very easy process. Just hand it all over to Jennifer Carstensen. That's who you're going to ask for when you call, and she's going to get that home sold for you. The Live Love Memphis group, they're at livelovememphis.com.
Will Wade, like, it is amazing that Will Wade is still the coach at LSU. I'm sorry. I know that the process has to play itself out, but, like, the fact that this dude is, like, trotting out and having a press conference as the head coach still of LSU is bizarre to me, to say the least. And he had a press conference today, and maybe we'll get to it, equally bizarre. I mean, all of this. He said, I've come off as a little bit brash. That's probably rubbed a few people the wrong way. That's my fault. He was asked if there's been an exchange of money between LSU staff or him and player/player reps. He said, everything you can think of was addressed in the meeting with LSU and the NCAA. So,
Lord. I mean, that's not going away anytime.
Oh, my Lord.
All of them are going to be like that, where it's like the elephant in the room.
Yeah, don't you? I mean, if
you got to act like everything is just going on fine with it and just have a regular presser, I mean, yeah, that seems ridiculous.
I don't know how you do your job effectively, to be honest with you. I really have no idea. So anyway, maybe we get to that a little bit later. RJ Hampton's going to Australia, ladies and gentlemen. That's where he's going. He is going to Australia, not Memphis, not Kansas, not Texas Tech. He made his announcement on Get Up this morning. This is exactly how it went with Jalen, Mike Greenberg, and the guys.
Some of the biggest schools in the country, Duke, Kansas, thank you for doing that, are out there. Go ahead, RJ. What have you decided you're going to do?
Next year, I will be going overseas to play in the Australian Basketball League with the New Zealand Breakers.
Okay.
All right.
Feel free to get some money. I had been given an indication this was a real possibility, and that was the primary reason I was interested in having you here, because this feels like a really big moment in this process, right? We've seen this happen on a smaller level with some different players in different circumstances, but we're talking about a young man who would have been completely academically eligible to play anywhere. This is not Emmanuel Mudiay or anything like that. So tell us, what made you decide that going to Australia was a better option for you than going to one of these colleges?
I just think my dream has never been to play college basketball. My dream has always been to get to the next level and to play in the NBA. So, I mean, I think this was the best route for me to live like a pro and play with grown men every day and not kind of have to juggle books and basketball and just focus on my main goal.
Yeah, so there you go.
That's a weird musical selection.
Very strange.
Jalen interrupted the announcement.
I mean, Jalen just act like he ain't ever been a part of anything like that in his life. I mean, dude, act like you've been there before, bro.
Greenberg kind of straightened him out.
Yeah, I mean, because you couldn't hear Mike Greenberg talking at that point.
But I'm not going to sit up here and praise Greenberg for he keeps saying that Duke, Kansas, Kentucky, other big schools.
I don't love that.
I mean, he did it at the beginning and at the end to acknowledge Memphis as one of the big schools this year. Mm-hmm. He refuses to do it.
Well, I also think the way, like,
what, they got to do it a little longer for you, Greenberg?
He's so dramatic. Like, he's so dramatic about everything, you know.
Could be the beginning of a new era in sports as we know them, Mike Greenberg.
Or, like, you could do your research.
Give me a break, dude.
Or you could do your research and realize and understand that every option on his, you know, every school on his list was, like, not a great option.
Or he could have done his research and realized that Kentucky was off the list.
At least he could have done that. He could have at
Usually
least.
Usually I like Greenberg. Not today.
Well, I mean, come on, man. Like, I thought Greenberg was a guy who prided himself on prep. I really did. Like, I thought.
Well, he does.
You know, I mean, you got to understand it's Memphis, it's Texas Tech, it's Kansas. Anyway. Now it's going around, it's getting out now that had he chosen a school, right, which is a stupid thing anyway, but had he chosen a school, it would have been Kansas. Of course it would have been Kansas. Does that make Kansas fans feel better?
I was just going to say, man, that's like rubbing salt in the wound right there when you say that one. I got to imagine, John, that Kansas fans were sick this morning because, again, this wasn't something that Rod had played up. As some great option, or at least, you know, it was always an option, was kind of talked about.
Yeah.
But, look, the crystal balls were all headed to Kansas. The Kansas fans were convincing themselves he's headed here because we haven't gotten any other five stars. Of course we're going to get one.
Yeah.
And this morning, they get this news. They're sick, and I think it makes you doubly sick when you read that, if I didn't decide to go overseas and get the money, I'd be at Kansas.
Yeah. That'll
make you doubly – Kansas. You're talking about Will Wade.
Yeah.
At least he's still getting five stars.
He is. That is true. So unless Kansas signs Jalen Wilson, who was the kid headed to Michigan.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Went with him on the trip.
Yeah, unless Kansas signs Jalen Wilson, this will be the first time since 2008 that Kansas has not signed a top 50 player.
Good Lord, Bill.
Yeah, and they've signed multiple. They've signed multiple top 50 guys every year since 2013. That streak is going to end.
They have the number 31 class in the nation right now.
Yeah, that is just
ranked sixth, Brad, in the Big 12.
Yeah, that's
they got the sixth best class in the Big 12, bro. This is territory they're not used to being.
No, it's a direct reflection, obviously, of the FBI hanging over it, right? I mean, that it has to be.
Ooh, Bill.
You know,
hadn't been hurting LSU.
It's
not so far.
Well, yeah, I mean, it will.
Right. No, you're
Don't
right.
Don't worry. It will. It will catch up to them. But, yes, it is truly something to behold to see Kansas kind of come down like that. And
Kansas is going to have some guys back. They're going to be fine. We're not going to say this is the end of Kansas here. But in terms of their recruiting, definitely an impact in terms of the being involved with this Fed stuff.
You know, I think, again, if the circumstances were different, which they're not, they are the way they are, you know, but Memphis – you could never bank on 100% RJ Hampton reclassifying. It was always something that was talked about, but a couple things had to happen, right? A couple things had to happen in order for that to take place. Like, the coach got sick. His coach at Little Elm got sick.
Right.
And then he was reassigned, so that was one less reason to stay. But they were very noncommittal about it up until the end. Mm-hmm. And by the time they're doing it, by the time they, you know, they've reclassified, well, Boogie's no longer going to Duke, right? Mm-hmm. Boogie's out of his letter of intent. You know, you've invested how many months in Lester Quinones? You know, 3, 4, 5, 6 at that point.
Yes.
You know, you're not necessarily planning on RJ Hampton being in the class 2019. And so I don't fault them at all. I think the way they have the number one freaking class in America, they're fine. You know, Memphis is fine. They played it the correct way.
Right.
You know, you don't ever want to gamble. And then and let's just say maybe you do. Like, maybe you do wait on RJ Hampton, and then he still goes to Australia. Well, then you're looking like a jackass. And you're like, well, now we have nothing to show for it because we don't have Boogie. We don't, you know. So, you know, I think they played it the right way, man. It was a tough thing to navigate all the way through, and I think they did it as best they could.
I'm rooting for him because I think we all know that our system's flawed as it is. And John, you know, John makes the case that, you know, and the kid says that I would have gone to Kansas if I didn't pick overseas. You know, all of them have sort of crowded opportunities there, and this looks a lot better in terms of minutes. But I would just tell you, you know, from a common sense approach to keep in mind, remember this Duke stuff that's come out after the season that Duke possibly paid Zion's mom with $300,000+ and had to what if that is indeed the case, it's alleged. If you do it under the table because of our silly system that we've got here. This is a deal where you can go take the big bag again on top of the table. Why continue to hide this junk? You know what I'm saying? That's what we've seen from this federal case is, John, is just how it's everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And again, you know, it's normal. That's why this whole thing with Will Wade, like, when you get caught, okay.
Yep.
You're evil. But John, we've got to believe that this is going on in a lot of places, and that goes back to a system conversation. So for me, RJ and his family picking Australia is one for the change the system sort of you know approach, man. Because again, you know, I don't know how much better he's going to get over there. I think he'd have gotten better if he's at a year at one of these high-level schools. But what I know is they have been in a rush for a while. Or I don't want to say a rush, but they've been ready to get the money for a while and to get to the business of RJ Hampton. You know what I mean? Making it a business, getting the shoe contract. That family is about that business of that boy. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
So why hold it off? Why hide it for another year, whether or not you're getting money, you know, from a college? Go get as big a bag as you can.
Yeah.
It's a win-win for them.
I have so much respect for that family. Obviously, Rod has been very good to the show. He's been very good to us. I would just say, though, like, my one question would be, is if you knew, if that was sort of always the idea.
That I will give you.
Why did you do all this? Like, why did you go
little
through
dog,
all
Little dog and pony.
Yeah, like.
Little dog and pony, I mean, show the, here. A little
you know,
bit
the
of that.
Cutting of the list well, and the, you know, I mean. What was the point if this was always sort of the idea?
Reminds me kind of LeBron and the decision.
Uh-huh.
You know, different scale,
yeah.
Obviously, but dragging it on, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Again, if this was, and you and I both feel that way, and, you know, maybe it's different. Maybe the facts are different. This just really came about here in the last couple of days because the money went up. You know what I'm saying? Who knows what else, what they were willing to offer from that professional team went up. Who knows? But I'm with you that the whole, hey, go on with a radio show here. Go on. Hey, you know, that part seems like a little bit of. But again, John, maybe he drove. Again, going back to the business of it, maybe in terms of talking about all those schools, John, he drove the price up for what they got in Australia.
Yeah, you're probably right. No, you're probably right.
This guy didn't do anything without a reason.
No, you're right.
And I have to think there's some rhyme or reason to this.
No, you're, because I mean, when he reclassified, I remember it was a guy named Andrew Slater. He works at the Athletic.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
He said that day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.